Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. Happy bonus Monday to you, where we give you a bonus. We take some of the stuff that hit the cutting room floor from this weekend's message, and we bring it to light to you today. And here's what we're doing, because I realize not everyone watches the weekend message that follows us on our daily devotions, but we're in a series of David, where David's son Absalom was trying to take the throne, and Absalom was just killed in battle. And we left the scene this weekend with David in this deep mourning and anguish. Oh, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son, I should have been the one that died. And the tragedy of David still dealing with the guilt and shame of what happened back in chapter 11 at a time where kings go off to war. David finds himself alone on the rooftop with his own pride and his own passions, and he acts on them. And we kind of took this weekend to look at why you can do a lot of things alone in life, but Christianity isn't one of them. Why we need to make sure we've got a Christian community, a life group around us, because none of us knows what chapter 18 is going to bring. None of us knows the news that's going to come. How are we proactively making sure we have the people and resources in our life to get to the problems of life? And I want to read just a few verses from 1 Peter chapter 4. It says this: be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And this is one of the final thoughts that 1 Peter, actually chapter 5, ends with. Five chapters of Peter writing, saying, let me tell you about grace. Let me tell you about forgiveness. Let me tell you about submitting to God. Let me tell you about life change that happens with Christ in us. And what a better guy to get it from than Peter. Kind of a pop-off, kind of a hothead sometimes in life, a guy that you can see some pride and ego in, thinking his way is best, but a guy that was humbled in walking with Jesus, and a guy that then allowed God to do some amazing ministry and work through his life. And now he's writing to some of his churches, just going, guys, listen. Lean into forgiveness. Get God's grace in your life. Let it transform you. Let it walk. But let me end with this. Be alert. Be on guard. We have an enemy that is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I know I've used it before, and many times probably here at North Coast. When a lion is prowling, looking for something to devour, When you see the tall grass laid down and that lion's lurking there and he's looking at the flock of whatever type of spotted spiral horned deer are out there, what does the lion look for? He looks for one that is alone and one that is weak. He doesn't go after the big ones that are all in the herd. He will run until they separate, and he will find one that is alone and he will find one that is weak. This is a phenomenal picture of 1 Peter 5. This is another reason why you and I cannot go through life being alone as a Christian and weak in our faith. We are easy pickings for an enemy that wants to take all of us down. Not because you're dangerous, not because you're important in the hierarchy of church, because you're God's child. And he can rip the heart of the Father by ripping you. By the way, who's writing this? Yeah, Peter. I wonder if he's writing this, he goes back to the time he was alone and weak. When all the disciples ran, when Jesus was taken to trial, Peter decided, I'm going to go back. I'm going to be there. And he gets back to the place where the trial is being held, but he's alone. He's weak in his faith. And three times they say, aren't you one of the disciples? Your speech gives you away. Haven't we seen you with Jesus? And by the end of this, he starts cursing that he has nothing to do with Jesus. And he takes off. See, years later, a man that has walked with forgiveness and grace now writes to us, let me tell you where you do not want to be in life. A Christian who's trying to follow God, but you're doing it alone and you're weak. And let me tell you, you're dead meat to an enemy as cunning and crafting as ours. You can still get online today, whether it's a virtual group, whether it's an in-person group. I'm just here to tell you, it's why we do life groups. It's why every Wednesday night in my house, there's couples that are going to show up and we fill the living room and we try to be open and vulnerable and encourage, because there's a lot of things you can do alone in life. Christianity isn't one of them. And one of the main reasons is because our enemy's a roaring lion who loves to find Christians who are alone and weak. NorthCoastChurch.com. Sign up today. We love you guys.